Well, hey guys, welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Steve Clifton, and I'm the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. We have five Fridays this month, so I thought we might do something a little bit different, and I would talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is Stand for Truth and LifeWise Academy. Some of you know that I left the corporate world in 2019 after 23 years to go into full-time ministry, and so I'm joined today by the founder and executive director of Stand for Truth, Joel Penton. Joel, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I'm excited.
I am also very excited. So Stand for Truth was, let me give you guys a little bit of a background, was founded in 2007 after Joel graduated from Ohio State, where he played football. Most of you have probably never heard of him, which I like to make fun of him about. But he partnered with his high school friend and began traveling the country with one mission. And that mission was to share the gospel with students in public schools. They did this by booking school assemblies during the school day and then using that same school facility in the evening to host a concert, where kids would be presented with the gospel. And then over the years, over the last decade or so, they replicated themselves into eight speakers and bands these days, and that continues to grow. But what we're really going to focus our time on today is what has been around since 2018, and that's LifeWise Academy. So Joel, tell us, what is LifeWise Academy?
Yeah, LifeWise Academy, we are very excited about it. It is a released time religious instruction program. And I don't know how many people listening to this have ever heard of released time religious instruction. It's a very little known practice, but we believe it is the single greatest missed opportunity of the American church to reach the next generation with the word of God. Let me explain what it is. It's the practice of students being released from public school during the school day to receive religious instruction, provided the program meets three main criteria. Number one, that the program is off school property. Number two, it's privately funded. And number three, students have parental permission. And really the operative phrase there is during the school day. There are many great before and after school programs out there. I was involved in those when I was in school, but those programs, before and after school Christian programs, miss most of the students because of transportation issues, family issues, extracurricular issues. However, release time religious instruction happens again during the school day, which it just creates an amazing opportunity to share the word of God with a huge number of students. And that's what LifeWise Academy is. It's a plug and play release time program that any community anywhere could implement to reach their local students.
Awesome. Yeah, when I first joined, obviously I hadn't heard of this practice. Really, it's a law that's been around over 100 years that, you know, when we go and speak to groups of people, on average, less than 5% of people have ever even heard it exists, which is why we say it is the greatest missed opportunity. So when I came on board in 2019, you'd just been preparing to launch two new programs, and then this past fall in 2020, another two. So how is this fall, 2021? One looking in terms of new location launches, and is there anything specifically going on in Central Ohio that our Drivecast listeners could get involved in?
Well, yes, things are happening very quickly, and we're very excited about what's happening this fall. As you said, we have really only had a handful of programs dating back to 2018, really. Of course, our pilot program in Van Wert, Ohio has over a 95% participation rate, reaching nearly every one of the 700 students in their elementary school. Our existing programs are all, I believe, over a 70% participation rate. And this fall, we have been shocked and pleasantly surprised by how many communities are anxious to implement this program. And schools are open to it. And so we are launching in at least 20 more school districts simultaneously. And a few of those are here in Central Ohio. While the ministry got started in a rural context up in Van Wert, Ohio, we're going to be launching in a few urban locations. So we'll be in Whitehall schools this year. We'll have a couple pilot programs in Columbus Public. And we'll also have a suburban program in New Albany. They already have, I believe, close to 80 students pre-registered for the course, and you know, we're still in the summer, and so we're really excited about what's happening, especially in Central Ohio.
That's awesome. Yeah. So if our listeners want to get involved, where should they go?
Well, you go to lifewiseacademy.org, and I know you have, with LifePoint, you have members all over the Central Ohio area, but I recognize that a lot of them are in the Olentangy area, and we specifically are seeking to gain some traction and see a grassroots swell of interest in the Olentangy area. But no matter where you are, go to lifewiseacademy.org, and you can find your local school district and any school district that you're a part of, and voice your support for starting a local program by finding your school at lifewiseacademy.org.
That's great. And I know that we do a lot of things through life groups. So as these new programs get off the ground, I would imagine there'll be serving opportunities available for our life groups at LifePoint. And well, Joel, I want to thank you for your time. In just a moment, I'm going to be praying for LifeWise. Is there any way that we should be asking or engaging our listeners to be praying for LifeWise specifically?
Well, I would pray specifically for those 20 plus school districts that are launching this fall, especially those in Central Ohio. They are right now preparing for the school year, enlisting volunteers, raising funds, preparing facilities, all of that. And just pray that many students would sign up, and that the word of God, as they're teaching it to students, would really change those students' lives.
That's great. Well, once again, I will be praying in just a minute. Let me just remind our listeners that this Sunday, our Lewis Center campus is still doing virtual services until August 15th as we complete the move to our new building. And I encourage everyone to check our website, lifepointohio.com, for your local campus service times. Let me pray for us. Let me pray for Joel and LifeWise, and then I'll give you guys an opportunity to pray as well. God, thank you for this opportunity to talk to Joel today. Thank you for his leadership. Thank you for challenging him with this vision and this opportunity that we believe is the greatest missed opportunity of the church. And Lord, I pray you would engage churches in these communities. And thank you for the growth that we've seen and the growth that's yet to come. And I pray for your continued guidance and direction and wisdom as we move forward. And I just pray that you would impact the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of students through them hearing your gospel. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take a minute and pray on your own.